As he expected, he sensed both dismay and relief from Treen and Dorvan. Dala's desire to make the Jedi perform like an extension of her own will was ill-advised from the start, Dorvan said. Her first mistake was in exiling you, and she continued to compound that mistake. I can appreciate your order wanting to be able to act independently, but what does that mean for the Galactic Alliance?
Friendship, Luke said at once, sending Dorvan sincere reassurance. We're not abandoning you. If you have need of us, we will be there. The only real difference is we're not confined to helping only those beings the GA wants us to help.
I think it's a splendid idea, Treen said. You're not droids or hired thugs, Master Skywalker. You should not be treated as such. While I commend Master Sebatine on the civilized nature of the coup, I think it high time that the Jedi and GA politics disentangled themselves.
She paused and cocked her head.
Except, how do we actually go about that?
The triumvirate you formed was an emergency measure, Leia said. Legally, once the emergency is passed, you need to hold a formal election as soon as possible.
Leaving aside the difficulty of arranging a parade, Dorvan said dryly, that will take some time.
We're all just making this up as we go along. The GA has been fortunate that it's worked so far, but I think with the withdrawal of the Jedi, we should look to precedent. And while I wish none of you ill, the closest type of precedent would be how we would determine another chief of state if the present one were to die.
Dorvan consulted his datapad. Current law would stipulate that the Senate elect a leader to serve for no more than 2 standard months until such time a proper election can be duly held, he said. That being the case, I would suggest that Senator Treen, as she has already been serving in that capacity, would take over Dala's position. He seemed heartened by this conclusion.
Oh, dear me, no! Exclaimed Treen. The little taste I've had of this so far has convinced me that I want no part of it. Kuat is starting to think I've forgotten about them and their specific interests. It's far too complicated, and there's no time for proper calf breaks. I would refuse such a position if the Senate were to offer it to me. I rather think that the Senate would wish to continue with you at its head, Wynn.
Leia smiled at him.
Wynn, she said, we've known each other a long time. You're in a unique position.
Dorvan sighed. I didn't even want to manage an assistant, let alone an entire government.
Better you than someone hungry for power, Luke said. It doesn't have to be forever. At least let the Senate put you in charge until there's a chance for a fair and legal election. No one says you have to run for office then. But for now, it sounds like putting you in the role of chief of state won't cause upheaval and chaos at a time when the GA needs stability.
Very well, Dorvan said in a hollow tone of voice.
Oh, come, Wynn, Treen said brightly. You sound like you're being led off to execution.
I rather think I am, said Dorvan. But I suppose there's no help for it.